Welcome to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Geisel. I am a human design and relationship coach, 6'2", manifesting generator, and total lover of life. If you want real solutions to real life problems, then you are in the right place. This podcast is dedicated to using human design, ancient teachings, and DNA activation to elevate both your relationship with yourself and the people around you. If you are willing to take action on the practical steps given in this podcast, I promise your life will change for the better. All you have to do is open your heart and mind, step beyond your fear, and activate the courage needed to create a life that you're excited to live. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast and our series on decision-making authorities in human design. So we are continuing on with our series. We have covered a few of them thus far. Make sure that as we're going through these series, yes, I want you to listen to obviously the one that resonates with your human design. And you can find that using the chart that you can get free from the website or any other chart that you've looked up, and it will say authority, and then it'll tell you what your decision-making authority is. So pay attention to your own, but the reason that I'm really creating this series is so that you can have a better understanding of yours, but you can also have a better understanding of the decision-making authorities of the people around you. And there is something in each and every single one of these that even though it's specific to this decision-making authority that we're talking about, it's also really relevant just in life itself. And you're going to pull some sort of nugget out of each one. So today, let's talk more about the ego manifested authority. So ego manifested authority is only found in manifestors. And because manifestors only make up 8% of the population and not all manifestors are ego manifested, this makes up a pretty small population, but it's a really powerful authority. And there's actually a lot that all of us can pull from understanding this authority better. So this is the authority of the throat center. What you say holds the power. This is the authority of communication, expression, manifestation, and integrity. So when you're able to activate and align your throat center, you are good as gold when it comes to this authority. But more likely, that's easier said than done, because the almost comical part of this authority is that, like I said, it's only linked to manifestors. And while a manifestor's strategy is to inform or to communicate and share what they are going to do with the people around them, communication is often one of their biggest opportunities as places where they can grow. So let's talk about a few of these key elements that you may want to consider in order to get the most out of your decision-making authority if you are an ego manifested authority or if you know somebody who is. And I have multiple people around me that are ego manifested. I have worked with clients that are ego manifested. My own father is ego manifested. And so it's really kind of fun to see how this plays out in each of them. So when we're talking about the ego manifested authority, we have to understand that your words matter. And one of the biggest mistakes I watch people make in really life in general, but especially when it comes to this decision-making authority, is to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because what you say is going to happen is likely going to happen. Because your voice, I always say that the throat center in human design is like where we rally the troops, so to say. When you start to speak out into the world, when you start to talk about what you're going to do, you start to spread the energy. You are literally saying like, hey, who wants to help me? Who wants to go on this ride with me? Let's make it happen. And now you're not the only one putting in the energy to find your next move, to create your next opportunity, to see what's coming next. You and everybody you've talked to is now, they're out there looking for you as well. By informing and talking about what you're doing and activating this throat center, you are just like creating almost this army of people that are looking for your next opportunity for you, that are looking for ways that they could help you, that are looking for triggers that they're like, oh, you know what? I should share that with so-and-so. So you want to really be talking about what you want to happen, and you need to be willing to talk that out and realize that you are responsible for what you are bringing to life in your environment, so to say. So instead of focusing on the things that you don't want, focus on what you do want to bring to life and watch things shift. Like, this is really powerful. And the best example that I can give of this is, you know, we can all utilize this advice, by the way, is that if you are going to go on a date with your significant other and you guys have been kind of a little bit rocky and things have been, you know, a little bit in turmoil, and you say, I just don't want to fight. Guess what? You guys are going to fight, because your focus is on what you don't want, which is essentially, because universal intelligence doesn't understand negatives. It doesn't understand nots. So what you're really essentially asking for is, I want to fight. Instead of saying, I can't wait to have an amazing night with you and just feel connected and really have the most fun. Like, now we're focusing on what we want to get from that, how we want things to go, instead of focusing on everything that we don't want to happen. So this is a big shift that you can make, which also brings us to the next one, which is all about integrity. So when we talk about integrity, when I talk about this, it's like when your thoughts match your words and your words match your actions, we know that we are in integrity. I'm going to repeat that. When your thoughts match your words and your words match your actions, we are in integrity. They all need to be in alignment for us to be in integrity. This is where we walk our talk. This is where we walk our thoughts, right? So just because you don't say something doesn't mean that you're not thinking it. Okay? And our belief about it, what we feel within our emotional and mental body about something, is actually what matters more than our words about it, because our beliefs are what inspire our action that we take. So we could say, and I used to be the queen of this. I used to be able to say all the right things. Like, I'd be like, everything's working out for me. And this is like, it's not happening to me. It's happening for me. And like, I could tell you all the positive, you know, mantras and all the things. I could tell you that I don't need to control things and we just have to surrender to what's coming. Like, I could tell you all of those things, but the truth is I didn't believe it. And so because I didn't believe it, the action that my body took was more in alignment with what I believed, not what I was saying. And these two things do work. They go back and forth together, but it's really important to understand that we get to live in integrity when your thoughts match your words and your words match your actions. And so many people say that, I've heard people tell me this. They're like, well, I don't want to say it because then it makes it real. If I talk about it, then it's going to come to life. But here's the thing. If you are constantly thinking about it, you are making it real. You are actually allowing it to grow. You're allowing it to fester. All you're doing by not talking about it is allowing it to get bigger. You're allowing it to consume every thought that you have. It's sitting in the back of your mind. It's sitting in your emotional body. And you're just suffering in silence. So understand that avoidance of something, avoidance of talking about something, doesn't shift the belief behind it. And therefore, it's not going to shift the action that you're taking. What's going to shift the action is being able to shine a light on it, being able to talk about what you are feeling, being able to talk about what it is that you're afraid to say, and then taking action in the direction that you want to go. that is what's going to allow you to shift it. So don't suffer in silence here. If you are, just because you're not saying something doesn't mean that it's not consuming you. So you're actually better off talking about it, getting it out, and allowing it to come into the light so that you can have an opportunity to move through it and choose an action that's going to get you to the other side. So, and then the last piece that I want you to think about if you're an ego manifested authority is honesty. Honesty. If you're an ego manifested authority, what you say is often your truth. So for so many with this authority, they've been taught to question what they say because it just comes out, and it can have the potential to come out a little bit harsh, or it might not be what everybody wants to hear, or whatever that looks like. And while you might be able to work on your tone, the truth is that what you say is what you mean. So if somebody asks you if you want to come over and you say without thinking, I'd actually rather spend some time at home alone, that is your answer. Just trust it and move on. What's best for you is not always best for, like, not what necessarily somebody else would choose. But it's so important to honor the words that you speak. So in relationships, how do we support the ego manifested authorities in our life? The first thing that we need to be really aware of is allowing them the time and space to fully express themselves. So what that means is you don't cut them off. You don't try to help them along. You don't try to fill in the gaps for them. If you do this, you will get met with anger and frustration, and more than likely they're going to shut down and be cautious of sharing with you the next time, because you're actually not creating a safe space for them to fully express themselves. And that's what they need. They need an opportunity for expression. So essentially what you can do is ask open-ended questions and then shut up and listen. As hard as that is, ask open-ended questions and then just shut up and listen. Again, don't cut them off. Don't try to help them along. Don't try to fill in the gaps for them. Don't try to lead them down the direction that you think that they should go down. Allow them to just fully express themselves. And you want to give them enough time to complete their thought. Because if you don't, the reason that they're angry and frustrated isn't because you're making them angry and frustrated. It's because they literally lose track of what they're trying to say. They forget what they're trying to say, and then they get mad and they're like, because it was spontaneous. It was in the moment. And when you come in and start talking or asking more questions before they have finished the first one, then they're going to get really frustrated because they're going to be like, oh, okay, like I had a thought, now I lost it. And they're going to be so busy trying to find that thought that they're going to stop listening to what you're saying. So when you think they are done talking, give them another 10 or more seconds of silence just to be sure. Make sure that they have completed their thought. And if they're still unsure and they haven't come to a decision, just simply keep asking questions until they're able to come to their own conclusion. Now, this is really hard because it's natural for us to do this as human beings, but try not to lead them towards a certain answer. Try not to ask them questions that lead them to where you think they need to go. Just ask questions and stay curious and remain as unbiased to their decision as you possibly can. That is going to be the most helpful thing that you can do for our ego manifested authorities. And if you are an ego manifested authority, there's a few things that you can do to start to put this into practice as well. So all of this can be really helpful. Is one, become aware of filtering. So filtering is one of the ways that we suppress our voices the most. And this is not about tone. Like, you can always shift your tone. I believe that everything can be said from a loving place. But the filtering is when we actually alter what we feel like we need to say, because you're trying to present it to people in a way that you think that they're going to understand, rather than just allowing yourself to speak from the heart. And this is something that so many of us do. You know, as I've worked with people in human design and different types of coaching, one of the things I always say is that when you learn to recognize when you have been speaking from the heart and when you're no longer filtering, because oftentimes you actually don't remember what you said after the conversation is over. Like you remember the essence of the conversation, but what you actually said, you're kind of confused. Like if you were to go back and try to rehash that conversation or tell somebody about what you said, you would have a really hard time identifying it because you were speaking so much from the heart. It was literally just coming from your heart, through your throat, out your mouth. But when we're filtering, what happens is it comes from our heart, but then it goes up into our head where we try to filter it and then we allow it to come out of our mouth. And the thing is that one of these feels genuine. You can tell when somebody is just speaking from their heart, it feels genuine. The other one feels pretty inauthentic because it is inauthentic because you're not speaking from your own heart. You're speaking from the lens of how do I get this person to hear me? And that's a very different place to speak from. Speaking from your heart and speaking from a place of just needing to be heard, it's different. So just realize that. And then journal it out. You really need ego manifested authorities. You need a place to express yourself. And this is a great option. Having some, like, I cannot recommend journaling enough to somebody. If there is something that you are going through, a decision that you need to make, you're trying to find the truth of something, journal it out. If you don't have time to journal in the middle of your day or whatever that looks like, use the voice note part of your phone. Record what you're saying and actually go back and listen to what you said. Like allow yourself to just speak unfiltered and then go back and listen to what you say. This can be really powerful. And just a side note, voice noting people instead of texting them can be really helpful for both you and the person on the other end. And this can be really good just for manifestors in general to use that voice and to really begin to trust your voice. A lot of times we text because we're trying to, you know, we'll start a text and then we'll come back and we'll erase it and then we'll do something else and we'll be like, oh, that doesn't sound right. Okay, how can I change this? How can I perfect this? Rather than just being imperfect. I send voice notes all the time because I want people to, one, hear the tone that I'm speaking in and I want them to hear my voice, but two, like, I don't need to be perfect. So just consider that option and start with people, you know, you trust and that are going to kind of give you that opportunity. And you can even tell them ahead of time, like, hey, I'm trying to really use my voice more, so I'm going to voice note a little bit. And just kind of humor me on this. And that can be really good. And then lastly, just make sure that you trust your voice. Your voice deserves to be heard. And actually, it's imperative that it's heard for both you and the people around you. Manifestors, you are meant to initiate action and to keep things moving forward. And you can't do that unless we can hear you, unless you speak up. Okay, that is what I have for ego manifested authorities. I would love to hear what resonates for you. If you have anybody in your life, if you're using any of these tools, whatever comes up for you. And if you're feeling really called to understand more, grab the opportunity to sign up for a human design mini session with me. You can follow the link in the show notes, or you can just go to www.evolvebeyondlimits.com to learn more. Until next time, walk your talk, speak your truth, choose courage over comfort, and always evolve beyond limits.